My name's Greg Staunton. I'm a Lance Corporal and I'm a member of the London Regiment, Territorial Army, and I'm currently attached to 1st Battalion Scots Guards. I'm 30 years old and my hometown is Finchley in London. So, as a TA soldier, you spend most of the time doing the training. Then, every once in a while, a mobilisation trawl comes up, and depending on when your last time you're away was, then you may end up going. In my case, I ended up getting mobilised, so went to Chilwell, went through the process, and then as soon as I was fit for service and accepted, I got sent across to the Scots Guards. I've been to several places. I used to be a regular soldier with the Scots Guards. I did 2 years in Northern Ireland during the late 90s, and then I went to Iraq in 2005 with PWRR. Well, there's a lot of weapons training because a lot of the stuff we use here, we don't. Well, I certainly haven't had hands-on, certainly the heavy machine guns, the GMG, all that sort of thing, and also the vehicles as well. Since I've been in the two different checkpoints at Tappaparang and out here at Bamba Serai, I've been ground holding. So we have our patrol base here. We send out various routine patrols, whether it be in the local area or we'll help out other call signs who are doing operations in the greater distance. We had a patrol last week that was particularly memorable. Certainly, I won't be forgetting it in a long time. Just down the road from us, there's a new police checkpoint, and it's been getting hit quite often by the Taliban. On various occasions, we've gone to support them, and we know exactly where the enemy firing lines are. So we pushed south of here, about 400 metres, well, over the road, then about 400 metres further on into the tree line where we've been taking a lot of incoming from. We moved through there and came face to face with an IED. And then, as we were moving back, we moved into open ground and we got contacted by the enemy there. So they were approximately 600 meters away in a set of compounds and also in the tree line. And the fire that was coming in was really accurate. It was, you could see the splash marks coming up a couple of meters in front of you, and you could hear the whistles of the bullet as it was coming straight past your head. So we returned fire, moved back into a little bit of cover, ID'd the firing point. So we engaged. There were a couple other firing points as well. We engaged those two, and then the other call sign from here, the cavalry came up with their Mastiffs with the 50 cal and the GMG and put down a good rate of fire, so we could pick up our kit and walk back into the base with our heads held high. Certainly, we've had an impact on the road, the Route 601. It's the main route from here to Goresh and up into the rest of Helmand and also Afghanistan from Lashkar Gah. So since we've been here, there has been a reduction in the amount of IEDs on the road that have been hitting convoys or civilian vehicles. We also help out with road traffic accidents, occasionally the odd broken down vehicle, that sort of thing. So I suppose we're a force for good here. At the end of the tour, I'll fly back to Britain. I'll do my decompression on the way in Cyprus, then go to Catterick. From there, back to Chilwell and demobilise. Then I think I get about a month and a half off on full paid leave from the army, which is always good. And then, back to my civilian job.